I'm Derek Cardwell, and today is part two of National Signing Day at Knoxville High School. We will be talking to Nico Lacona and Luke Spohr. First, we'll talk to Nico Lacona as he signed a national letter of intent last week to Wartburg to play baseball.
First of all, congratulations. Wartburg, what put the Knights over everybody else?
They just have a beautiful campus. I really like the people there. The town of Waverly's nice. There's a lot of good community members there. They support. Wartburg has great athletics. I mean, they have for the past 25 years, whether that's baseball, basketball, wrestling, whatever you want, they've got it. And, I mean, they just have a really good school. Like, I'm a student before I'm an athlete, and they have a really good schooling program, and especially biology, because that's what I'm going into. So I'm excited for that.
A couple years ago, you've come from a player that Coach DeVore said, okay, what can this kid do to you're a legitimate maybe two, three, or four starter next summer in some big conference games. Well, what does that mean to have all that hard work pay off for you now?
It means the world. I mean, it's a lot of hard hours put into it over the past couple of years. I mean, you got to put in the extra 1%. Like, you got to give it all you got. And we got a really good team this year, and I'm excited for what the opportunity holds. Like, we have some big goals, and a lot of big goals are going to be achieved this year on the baseball team.
What does this mean for you to have this out of the way now, that you can, you know, concentrate on baseball, and, you know, after graduation, that is really all you're doing is playing baseball?
I mean, it takes off a lot of pressure, because I don't feel like I have to go out there and give it my best all the time, yet I still will, because that's what I do. It really just helps knowing that I still have more baseball left after high school, and some of my teammates don't, so I'm going to give it all I got so they can get the most out of what high school has to give. I really think that we're going to have a lot of fun this year, and there's just not a lot of pressure going into it, but there's going to be some big games and a lot of big wins too.
What does this say about the Knoxville pitching staff when you have a kid that's going Division One and you Division Three, and you got a lot of other solid guys on the team? This, as you said, could be a pretty fun and exciting summer this year for the Panthers.
I mean, yeah, it's going to look good. I think our pitching is going to be really good. When you have two or three guys that can go out there and pitch five, six, seven innings, however much you want, we're going to have production out of the arms, and we're going to go out there and give it all we got on the mound.
What has the Wartburg coaching staff told you about what they see you doing? You know, starter, relief, you know, what's going to be your role there?
I mean, I haven't really got a complete role yet, but they do lose 8 senior pitchers next year. So my goal is to get wherever I'm supposed to go and go out there and get outs. That's my main goal. I mean, whether it's starting on the mound varsity, starting on the mound JV, relieving JV, relieving varsity, it doesn't matter. Whatever I'm told to do, that's what I'm going to go out there and do.
All right, congratulations, Nico, and we'll see you this summer.
All right, thank you, Derek.
That was Knoxville's Nico Lacona signing to play baseball at Wartburg College. Next is Luke Spohr, as he will continue his wrestling career at Cornell College.
Well, Luke, congratulations. Cornell College, what was Cornell's biggest thing over everybody else?
The great pre-med program, which I'm really interested in, and then the coaches are just fantastic. They act like they really want me, and that just makes me want to go there.
Obviously, you know, you've got a senior year to get through, and you know, what kind of things did you see in the program besides just, you know, the coaches and just kind of feeling at home? You know, do they have a program that's kind of building or has been established?
Yeah, I think right now they're heading in a great direction. They're building, and I just think that I get up there and they can help me grow, and we'll just continue to build together.
What does this mean for you to, you know, be at the next level, and, you know, maybe, you know, you got, you know, a kid, eighth grader or freshman, that's kind of looking up to you to say, okay, you know, he's now going to college. Maybe I can work to get that as well.
Yeah, it's great. I just think I can grow, and I hope everyone else knows that, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do it too.
Great season last year. What kind of goals you got this year for your final season to Knoxville?
Kind of a disappointing end to the season last year, but, you know, that, just let that motivate me to do better. So hopefully I just continue to improve, continue to grow, and just let the work do itself.
You're one of the senior leaders this year, and we were kind of joking with having a crowded wrestling room with the middle school and the high school, but, you know, that's a good thing just to have all those kids that maybe are interested in coming up and, you know, being maybe another Luke Spohr one of these days.
Yeah, I love it. You love to see wrestling grow. It's not always the most popular sport, but, you know, just seeing growth and people having that interest is great.
Some people are saying this is going to be a pretty special season for Knoxville. What's some team goals that you know, coach has been talking about?
Yeah, we definitely have the potential to make it a great season. You know, state duels are always on in everyone's mind, so hopefully we can get there as a team.
Again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Again, thanks to Luke Spohr and Nico Lacona for providing time to talk to us after they signed national letter of his intent to continue their sports careers at the collegiate level.